Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. Our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the commemoration of the anniversary of the martyrdom of the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha. In order to discuss the life and the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, we have a special guest in the studio. So let's go ahead and welcome our guest and start our discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Behbahani, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show.
Wa alaikum assalam, my condolences to you, Sayyid Shahyar, and my condolences also to all believers out there. Yes,
Inshallah. So, Sayyid Behbahani, of course, these are the days of the commemoration of the martyrdom of the Lady of Light, the Lady of Heaven, the chief of all women of the world, Sayyida Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha. So, in commemoration of her martyrdom, we wanted to talk about not only her martyrdom, but her life as well. And so, I think with that, if you can start our discussion with a Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, I would like to start the discussion by asking this question to you, Sayyid, and to also the audience over there, that why we should remember Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha. What do you think, Sayyid?
Mm-hmm. Right, so you're asking me?
Yeah, what do you think?
Why,
so we're going to open
we
that.
Remember.
Yes,
yeah, of course. You know, I think that one of the reasons that we remember and we commemorate not only the life, but also the death, or in this case, the martyrdom, the shahadat, of these esteemed individuals like Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, is because we keep their memory alive. We keep remembering them, who they were, what they did, what their stance was. And so not only is keeping the memory of their life helps us to keep them alive, but also remembering in some instances the terrible circumstances in which they were martyred as well.
Well, mashallah, Sayyid, this is the part of remembering is because there are examples,
yes,
of the real servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And by remembering them, we also guide ourselves towards their path. So the remembering part, so just starting as an introduction of this discussion, I guess, just I have to explain that remembrance is, right, is a very, very strong strategy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in Quran.
Right.
That you could see how many times Allah said to remember Allah during our life.
Sure.
How many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the truth, the true stories about the prophets and other events in order to make us remember of,
yes,
Allah's power, Allah's rahim, mercifulness, Allah's other attributes of Allah, in order,
right,
to remember Him in our daily life. So remembrance and remembering, it's a very, very powerful tool in order to influence human being and guide human being. And you could see in today's world, mm-hmm, that in fields like telemarketing, in fields like advertisement, publicities, mm-hmm, that in TVs and in posters and boards and in highway when you are driving, there's so many pictures of different products. What they do is to make you remember of the good that they could offer by their product in order that you become one of the buyers.
Right.
So remembrance is one of the very strong tools to influence human being thought, behavior, and guide him towards a goal.
Right. Just like the five daily prayers, for example, a reminder constantly five times a day of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes. MashaAllah. Ahsantum. So by saying this, when we look at the life of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, we see that she was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was loved by the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she was loved by other imams.
Right.
And other awliyaullah. And that wasn't because she was the daughter of Prophet.
Right.
Or other imams. They're not, so in elevated status.
Right.
because they are the descendant of Prophet. No, because the descendant of Prophet, because the Prophet himself and Fatima Zahra and the Imams from the generation of Fatima Zahra, they had this pledgeance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect, to be the guardians. We call them Imams, guardianship. They are the protector of the deen of Allah.
It's interesting. I don't know if I can add a quick
yes,
point.
Go ahead.
You will find that a lot of writers that are called mustashriqan, right? Writers from the West who write about the East. It's interesting. Whenever you find the in these writings of these authors, they say that the difference between Sunni and Shia is that the Shia believe that the son-in-law and the cousin of Prophet Muhammad should have been the successor of the Prophet, mm-hmm. right? So this is directly connected to what you just said. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he is not the successor of the Holy Prophet because he was the son-in-law or the cousin.
Exactly.
No,
this is
not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, as they say in Farsi, it's not mawrusi, it's not an inheritance
exactly.
that because of your, it's their status and their position is why he was the successor of the Holy Prophet. And likewise, as you said.
Exactly, because the promise that it made in that family to protect the deen gave them this potential to become the front leader of Ummah.
Right.
So,
this love of the Prophet and the Imams, you were
and
saying.
Yes. Exactly. So, what happened is that after that, the oppressor of the time of Lady Fatima Zahra tried to steal the successorship or the Khalifa, the position of being the Imam and Khalifa after Rasulullah from Ali alayhi salam,
right.
she start fighting them. She start fighting the oppressors of their time,
right.
of her time. So that's why she was martyred.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the first martyr in the path of Walaya.
Right, in the defense of Walaya.
In the defense of Walaya.
In the path of Walaya.
And you could see that why she was martyred is not because she was, for example, just talking and giving lecture and talking about Ali. No, because the way that she was fighting, the way that she was talking,
right.
it was influential in the society in a sense that the people in the power, the oppressor in that time, they will feel, they were feeling threatened.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if we look at other imams, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Fatima al-Zahra is Hujjatullah ala Hujjaji.
Right.
That means Fatima al-Zahra, our mother, is an example for us,
right.
the imams.
And these are infallible, divinely
exactly.
appointed.
So all the fighting and all the battle that Fatima al-Zahra was into and was against the oppressors, all the imams also followed her.
Right.
And that's why they were, for example, imprisoned, martyred, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam and other imams. You
yes.
could see this is because they were continuously fighting against oppressors of their time.
Right.
And right. continuously, the oppressors of their time, they will feel threatened by them.
Yes.
Not only the time that Imam Hussein alayhi salam came for example, in the battlefield. No,
right.
even in the time of Imam Sadiq, even in the time of Imam Baqir, that there was no battle with sword, they will feel threatened because of the powerful lectures, powerful teaching of Imams.
Yes.
So the point is,
this. If I add another thing,
go ahead,
I apologize. It's interesting.
No.
I was reading today actually. That in the time of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, the amount of misguidance and the amount of deviation in the religious principles, in the jurisprudential, the fiqh aspect, right, by the time it reached Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam was so prevalent, the misguidance, the changing of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, that the jihad and the battle against the establishment on behalf of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam was this explaining and exposition and expounding and teaching that he did in order to bring the people back to the true Muhammadan Islam.
For sure.
So definitely they took this from Lady Fatima al-Zahra.
Exactly. So as it's a very logical aspect that fighting with enemy, it might require different strategy in different era.
Yes.
It depends what's happening, how the enemy is paving the ground, behaving in order to get the power, in order to control people, guide the people to the falsehood. So the fighter of the truth,
yes,
they take also a strategy in order to defeat the enemy. So what I want to say is that we're coming back to the question that I asked. So they we are remembering them. We are, especially Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, in order to take example, in order to follow them, to know how to be close to them or like them, to be on their path.
Yes.
So basically, the message that the main message. Maybe there's other akhlaqi message that we could probably discuss, but the main message that is being spread by the behavior of Fatima al-Zahra, by the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra, is salamullah alayha, is that not only men but also women, everyone must see themselves as a warrior, as a fighter in the path of truth.
Yes.
And for sure, fighting, it means first having impact on your society in a way that the oppressors of your time feel threatened by you.
Right.
That the oppressors of your time do not be comfortable because you're teaching or you are fighting in different way of depending on your the tools that is available to you, that depends on your time, your era, how you want to fight. Sometimes it's teaching, sometimes is, as we do, is recording videos.
Right.
Sometimes it's to spread message, giving lectures. Sometimes it's going to the battlefield and fight.
Right.
But the point is to fight. To not let the oppressors and those authoritarians that they are after powers and lust and all these worldly adherent of shaitan,
yes,
they should not feel comfortable.
Right.
They should not feel, you know, that they could do anything they want and people are quietly listening to them. So, and this is one of the important point that we get from not only remembering Fatima Zahra but other imams too. But as other imams said, Fatima Zahra is Hujjatullah ala Hujjati.
Yes.
So she's the first, she's the front martyr in this path of protecting the guardianship, protecting the imamah, protecting the velaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib and the other imams. So the next point that I want to mention is, as everybody knows, as people understand, that the mother of a family has a strong impact on the education of the children.
Sure.
Of the behavior and how they see the words.
A primary impact.
Primary impact.
Yeah.
Not only on the children, also on the husband too.
Yes.
For sure, if a mother is a follower of Fatima al-Zahra and she's a fighter, she's a warrior, she's fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure the impact that has on the children and that family that she's educating, nurturing, she has a lot of impact in order to raising up them like a real soldier, like a real revolutionary servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I'd like to add something in here. Unfortunately, we've seen in the postmodern world, if you want to call it modern, I don't know. But anyways, in the world where we live in, especially, we'll find that in the capitalist materialist system, and even in the communist system, women were taken out of the home and dragged towards the workforce, right? And you will find in certain eras of history, both the capitalist system and the communist system, they really took advantage of this female labor force. And really, to a large extent, even to this day, you will find, for example, that women will make less wages, women will be given less hours of work time, women will be given less insurance. You will find fewer women in top management positions, etc., right? And so here Islam puts forth a very refreshing, a very almost classic and elegant view, and respectable and honorable view of a woman, right? Where she is the topmost, she is the manager of the household, she is the nurturer of the next generation.
The teacher of the next generation.
The teacher of the next generation, right? It's interesting. We find, for example, Lady Fatima Zahra had a direct hand in the upbringing and the teaching of Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, Lady Zainab, Umm Kulthum, right?
They were not only teaching their own children, they were taking care of all the neighbors.
Right.
When Sayyida Zainab came to after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein, they came to the doors of the city of Kufa.
Yeah.
She has in that speech that gave over there, she says that these your women's, I was the teacher of the recitation of Quran.
Right.
You know, so they were not only taking care of their own family; they were teaching neighbors, children, neighbors, wives, and daughters, in order to make impact over the society.
Right.
So yes, the woman is a mother. A woman, it's kind of, you could say, the brain of the family, not the brain of, yes, the man is also a kind of leader of the family, but women, they are really touching the heart. So the mother has a direct way of impacting the children.
Right.
And if the mother, she is a revolutionary, she is well-studied, she is reciting Quran, she is well-educated about the Imams, about the Ahlul Bayt, she also could influence the children in order to be reciters of Quran,
right,
in order to be good, you know, soldiers for their imams, and inshallah, we all be really good soldier for Imam Mahdi. Ajallallahu ta'ala farajah.
Inshallah, Sayyid Babani, I don't know. I think we've run out of time on the program. It's interesting this subject about Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, her life, the way she lived her life, you know, her personality traits, her attributes is so vast that, I mean, you could talk so long about it. I don't know if you have some kind of closing type remarks, you know. Of course, as you said, that she was loved by Allah, she was loved by the Holy Prophet, she was loved by the Imams. And we also claim, we pray to also be of those who love Lady Fatima Zahra, the blessed daughter of the Holy Prophet, the defender of wilaya, and the mother of two imams, and the mother of esteemed ladies like Lady Zainab and Umm Kulthum, and the teacher of Fidda, right, who spoke the Quran. I mean, if you have any closing remarks.
Well, may Allah give us tawfiq in order to be a real follower of this family, that they were chosen by Allah to be the protector of the deen, and in order to spread the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and guiding human being to the highest capacity of improvement as become holy humans, inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Sayyid Babani, thank you for taking time out, coming and visiting us, and with the excellent discussion. And thank you, dear listeners. Again, our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah. Peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.